The New Orleans Saints open their home schedule against the defending Super Bowl champ for the third time in the franchise's history. As this afternoon here at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, the Saints welcome the New England Patriots. Hi again, everybody. With Mike Haas and John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Welcome into our pregame coverage on NewOrleansSaints.com as we do finally get ready for a home opener. And JD, we've got two teams here hoping not to start their season 0-2. The Chiefs took down the Patriots a week ago Thursday night. The Saints obviously lost on Monday.
Well, think about it. Since Tom Brady's been the quarterback of this team, outside of the year that he missed, this team has not been under two games under 500 since the 2001 season, 1-3 that year. The Saints have been two games under 500 the last three consecutive seasons. So hopefully the Saints don't dig themselves into that hole again.
Now, the good news, Mike Haas, is that Sean Payton has won seven of his home openers as head coach of the Saints. But, man, what a tall order here in New England, who you know has had all this time to prepare.
Oh, my gosh. They played Thursday night at home, have been sitting around. The Saints play Monday night on the road, so it's a very short week. And it's also kind of your first chance for a while. They don't play again here in the Dome until week six against Detroit. So it is. You cannot, at least in my estimation, you cannot go 0-2. You cannot go 1-3. This team has proved that they have the ability to climb the hill. Mm-hmm. They just can't. They get back to 500. They just haven't been able to get over.
And let's start with the two biggest stars on the field today, Tom Brady and, of course, Drew Brees. Mike, that's a combined 23 Pro Bowl appearances for those two quarterbacks. We haven't seen a head-to-head quarterback matchup like this much ever in this league's history.
And Drew's done very well as a starter against Tom Brady. 922 combined touchdowns.
Wow.
I mean, think about it, 922, and both coming off of subpar performances. Brady had 20 incompletions at home against Kansas City. 20 incompletions, that's almost inconceivable when you think about it. So Drew and the offense, you know, just did not. I felt it was a timing thing. The whole game felt like a fifth preseason game to me. Like the timing was just off, offensively and defensively. But you're right, this is going to be a matchup of Hall of Famers day one.
Yep. And because of those incompletions that you mentioned and kind of that timing thing, John, both these teams really struggled on third down in their first games of the season. Saints were, what, 4 of 13, I think? In New England, not much better. I think they were at 33% on the day.
Yeah, you're not accustomed to seeing that from these teams offensively. The Saints lacked some offensive line cohesion. And I know they tried to downplay it, but Max Unger missing basically the entire preseason and Ramczyk being a rookie left tackle had to have affected this team. And then Zach Street leaves the season opener with a knee injury. So they've still got to build on some cohesion because they've got to have somebody to play right tackle. Maybe they'll make a change at left tackle also. There's going to be a little bit of shifting going along in that offensive line. But again, we don't expect to see the Saints that inefficient on third down. We expect to see them to be 55-58%. That's usually where they are.
Stay with your thought on the offensive line there. Do you expect that that's the first thing you'll look for today, and will there be changes there?
Yeah, there's got to be some possibilities. If Streif can't go at right tackle, and we don't expect that he will, obviously Senio Kelemete finished there. However, Ryan Ramczyk was brought in to play right tackle behind Zach Streif and to learn from him. He possibly could shift there. The Saints could go with Andrews Pete at left tackle. He plays left guard. He played a lot of left tackle last year. And he could go right back to left tackle. And Senio Kelemete could come in at left guard. That's where he's more accustomed to playing. So there could be some shifting along that offensive line.
My God. Yeah. Some shifting. You need a flow chart for that. Good gosh. I had a hard time following that along.
Your reaction over my shoulder, that I think is the reaction that most Saints fans will have here on this Sunday.
Well, I think, and it's so key, and it plays to their third down conversion, is that they were so third and long. You know, the reason they're so good on third down is because they're third and three, third and four. That's the reason since Sean's gotten here, they are so good. They're not good at third and eight. They're not good at third and nine. So whoever fills in that roster at offensive line, they've got to figure out a way to give Drew some time or let him come in, see some screens, try to push him back a little bit, keep those linebackers from getting up in him.
All right, other than Zach Streif, otherwise the Saints are relatively injury-free, in good shape there. Still no Willie Snead. On New England's side, no Danny Amendola, and Dante Hightower, I think, is a large loss for that front seven on the New England side, guys.
Well, you hope that benefits the Saints because he is the quarterback of that defense, and missing him showed against Kansas City. Now, Kansas City is a pretty good team, but Kansas City pretty much ran roughshod over them without Hightower on the field. You hope that the Saints can take advantage of that because whoever's coming in behind him, look, there's a reason he's playing behind Dante Hightower. So the Saints hopefully will be able to take advantage of it. But look, They've got two really, really good corners, and so they can press you a little bit differently than other teams can with Malcolm Butler and the Stephon Gilmore at cornerback. Mm-hmm. They can do some things defensively that a lot of teams can't do because they can match up one-on-one.
Yeah. By the way, there's one more storyline before we get to maybe some keys or bullet points for you guys. Brandon Cooks returns today to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome just months after leaving this franchise.
Yeah, Kenny Vaccaro said, you know, we cannot let him get deep. He had three catches in the first game for 88 yards, but one of them was for 54. Now, Sean said he plays kind of a different position, you know, as their wide out, and so he can, you know, go deep more than he did against the Saints, but that'll be a key because, you know, he's going to want to get deep, and yeah. they're going to test. It'll be a great matchup with Lattimore and Cooks initially. I want to see that. So, but you're right. They cannot let Cooks beat him.
All right. Whether you want to use this as perhaps a Mike Haas key to the game today or an observation point, it's your call. But something from each of you about what you'll hope to see today.
They've got to find a way to disrupt Brady. I'm not saying tackle him. I'm not saying knock him down. I'm talking about a batted ball. Just disrupt him. Sam Bradford was 27 of 32. I mean, that can't happen. You don't have to have a lot of sacks. You've got to disrupt Brady enough that it's a factor. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a factor against the Vikings.
J.D.?
Sometimes your best defense is a good offense. Saints have to run it better. 21 for 60 against Minnesota. That's not going to get it done. You want to keep Tom Brady on that sideline as much as you can. And in order to stay on schedule offensively, you have to be balanced. They've got to run it better. Now, New England's defense gave it up big time against Kansas City. You'd like to see the Saints be able to take advantage of it.
All right. John DeShazer, full game coverage for you on NewOrleansSaints.com and on Twitter throughout. Mike Haas will be the in-stadium host and analyst today for all 70,000-plus that should be here in downtown New Orleans. And I'll see you post-game, of course, for a complete wrap-up on NewOrleansSaints.com. Happy black and gold opener, everybody. Enjoy the game.